Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the We Are Going Up podcast. We've got the Football League covered.
Hello and welcome to We Are Going Up. I'm Mark Crossley in sunny Salford, and for once it actually is beautiful. Here, David Cameron Walker is in London, where I imagine it's equally glorious, is
very
it, DC?
Very much so, yeah, similarly sunny, yes.
And it does kind of feel like summer is on its way. We're reaching that point of the season where I think there's, what, four games to go? In fact, probably three games to go in the Football League by the time you hear this. We've got the playoffs to come.
You'll be going to games in your T-shirt.
You will. But this
is a pint in the sun before the match.
Yes, definitely not on the terraces, though. Let's make that clear. This is it's a slightly truncated podcast, as you can see from the duration of this episode.
It's a mini episode.
Because we're basically just going to make an announcement. DC, I'm going to hand the stage over to you at this point.
Yeah.
Copping out.
And you may not be surprised to hear this, because a few people have emailed across the season sort of asking us what's going on. We've been certainly more infrequent this season. And after five seasons,
yes,
this is the fifth season, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
We're going to end it. We Are Going Up will be no more as of the end of this season, I'm very sad to say.
Yes, yeah, so 2011 it was. It seems a long time ago. We did that very first show with Jim and Carl and everyone there. And was Topo was probably on that first show. They're all still there, by the way, on the website. You can listen back to all the archive. But yeah, we just decided it seems like a natural point to end the podcast. Obviously, this year we've been in different cities, which has made it harder. We've been working different times, which has made it harder. Studio access is a lot more difficult, as we hinted upon in the last show, and it just feels like now is the right moment to bow out.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, as you just said, I mean, without boring people with the nitty gritty details, it is very difficult for us to be in the same room at the same time, to be available to record stuff at the same time, and really,
and it has to be regular if you're going to do this. It has to be. That's why we sort of built such momentum in the first few years of the show, is because we were doing one show a week and we were able to. And we're not able to do that anymore. And that is kind of resulting in what we've got at the minute.
What I don't want is to carry it on too long and to, you know, to spoil really what I'm certainly proud of in the last 5 years. A lot of people have listened to the show. A lot of people have been very complimentary about the show. And I think we've done some really good shows over the years. And, you know, you don't want to go out on a low. You don't want to carry on past your sell-by date. We want to go out on a high and do something that we can be proud of. And I think a few times this season we probably have done some shows because we thought we had to, that probably weren't up to the best standard that we've produced over the years. So we're going to give it one last hurrah. We're going to go out with a bang, do a big end of season review, look at the whole season, so hopefully speak to some managers, maybe some players, and some of our favourite guests that we've had on for over the years, and then hopefully that will be a nice way to end what has been a very enjoyable, for the most part, 5 years.
It has. There's been some interesting recordings. I can think we've been in various states of kind of sobriety at certain points, certainly in the earlier years. He says, incredibly hungover himself as I'm recording this. But yeah, it's been great. It's been fantastic fun. We've had some really, really good guests on. And yeah, thanks to everyone that's listened.
We'll do all this again. We'll do the eulogy. We'll do all the thank yous. We'll do each and every single guest that's ever been on. You'll get your thank yous, don't worry.
Yeah.
In the last episode
Now and the end of the season, we might pop up with the odd bit here and there, but we are going to sort of finish in style with a big special,
because it is looking to be, as ever in the Football League, a very exciting end to the season. I mean, especially as we record this on Tuesday evening, full programme this evening in the Football League, and none more so exciting than the Championship. Middlesbrough away at Burnley.
Massive
game. And then on the last day of the season, it's Middlesbrough v Brighton. or the other way around. So huge games in that promotion race at the top of the championship, and you wouldn't like to call it at the moment.
Yeah, so it's just a short little episode to say that's the news. It won't come as a massive surprise, I don't think, to a lot of people. But anyway, we're just getting.
You're
going to
put some sad music under this.
I can do if you want me to. Yeah. And also, by the way, we're Leicester maybe potentially going to win the Premier League.
Yeah.
You know, perfect time considering we had Jim.
Well, Watford are going to win the FA Cup as well. So.
Well, if that happens, then yeah. I mean, yeah. Completely the right moment. So basically, that's it. That's the news. We will speak to you between now and the end of the season. We'll do a big special at the end of the season. Enjoy your football in the meantime. And that is pretty much your lot.
This is the We Are Going Up podcast. We've got the Football League covered.